Hello and welcome to day 5 of Meditation Week. And today we have the question, what defines you? And we're going to talk about this for a moment and then we're going to have a meditation. So what defines you? Well, it just totally depends on what box you put yourself in. Because we can be defined by archetypes, we can be defined by community, we can be defined by family, we can define ourselves by whatever you want to define yourself with. And then that creates limitations, because once you're in a box, you're in a box. So it's about allowing yourself to be maybe indefinable is another, I don't know if that's a word, but there you go, indefinable is probably a better way to be, because then you are limitless. Because if you are defined by certain parameters, what will end up happening is you will need to defend or avoid to be able to maintain what defines you. So, how does that work? Well, it's about, again, shifting your comfort zones. It's about understanding that whatever you need to be will be. It's about the possibilities of being infinite. It's about being so limitless that there's nothing you can't be and nothing that you can stop you except your choice. And then knowing that whatever choice you make, that there's consequences of what the choices you make. And when I say consequences, there may be something that occurs because of what you decide to be. So that's an interesting one too, because I think as parents, I think it's about teaching our children that it's about knowing that when they make a choice, that if it's outside the parameters of what is classed as the community, then there will be consequences. And so it's understanding that. And years ago, in my childhood, it was, you know, if you did something outside of what your parents wanted, well, then you'd often get a smack. In this day and age, that's not acceptable. So smacking is not acceptable, but you can still talk to your child and help them to understand that there are consequences because of their actions. So this is interesting, because what defines you? And what defines you because you've just taken it on, not because it's actually you at all. So much of what defines us is nothing to do with who we actually are, but what we've taken on board, what we've watched in the media or the news, and we've decided, oh yes, well, you know, I'll be a part of that too. So everything you buy into, everything you step into, then that becomes a part of what defines you. So let us break down these barriers. Let us become limitless in what defines us. So let's do a meditation on that right now. And you can feel that energy building. So immediately we're clearing the space and we're calling in Archangel Michael for the right top corner, Archangel Zadkiel from the bottom right, Archangel Haniel from the bottom left, Archangel Raphael from the top left, and our beautiful Ganesh, our deity to remove all obstacles, is overseeing this. We're connecting to the Earth Star and we are moving right up into the Stargate and filling ourselves with light, being filled with so much light. And does this define you? This is what I'm thinking. That's what made me laugh. And it doesn't. It doesn't define you, but it's a way of being able to be here now and do the mission that you're meant to be doing. And does that define you? And this is a doozy, because this is the part where, when you are limitless, you just have choices and you need to be aware of the choices you're making and the ripple effect you are creating, because everything is about awareness. Awareness. And as we meditate in a seated position with our eyes closed, let us be aware of awareness, awareness of awareness, and the limitlessness of awareness. Just being aware. And feel that pillar of light. Not defining you, but giving you the ability to be aware. Allow that light within you and within each chakra to create awareness and to be open, aligned and balanced. And is this what defines you? And do you choose this? To be open, aligned and balanced. Do you choose to have ease and grace in your life? Does this define you? Is this limitless? Allow yourself to be limitless, yet to make choices in that limitlessness. Always remember what lifts you up and lightens you is for you. So if there is any area of your life that defines you and there's a stuckness in it, allow yourself to release it right now. So, areas that there may be stuckness within your family, within your community, within your state, your country, the world. Wherever there is stuckness, allow yourself to release it now. And as you release it, allow yourself to learn what it's about. Why was that area stuck? Had you outgrown it? Were you learning the lesson of, done that, been there, bought a t-shirt, now it's time to grow some more? When we learn something, we integrate it before we can expand. That's our process. It's just a process. Does that define you? Does it have to be that way? No, it doesn't have to be that way, but it tends to be that your energy will be not as stable if you choose to go in a different direction. And that's a choice. It's simply a choice. A part of what is important is what is your choice in the moment for ease and grace. Understand why you do what you do, why you choose the definitions of you, and how you can at any given moment release them and be limitless yet again. It's just a choice. And it is that simple. Let us call upon Archangel Michael to assist us in this. If there's any area within our life that is heavily corded and creating limitations, let us be aware of it now. And with Archangel Michael, help to release those cords with ease and grace. And in some cases, it is about cutting those cords if they are limiting you beyond what you are able to withstand. If they are holding you back from all that you can be. If they are not for your highest good. Learn what the lesson is, integrate it, release it, set it free, and expand. Once you've integrated something, you know the lesson. You don't need to keep on learning it. You've done that one. So cut the cord, release it, set it free. You've still got the lesson. Don't need to do it again, but you don't need to be corded to it. You don't need to define yourself by it. Breathe. Archangel Zadkiel wishes to offer the wisdom, the knowingness, the awareness of the choices you make, of what defines you. A choice is a choice. Why do I say that? Because no choice is still a choice. Everything is a lesson. Everything is learning. Everything is knowledge. Everything is wisdom. And once we have that, then we move on to the next. Archangel Haniel wishes to assist us to connect to our intuition, our expanded senses. What limits us from being able to do all things, opening up all our psychic abilities, being able to be all that we can be? What limits us? Again, there has been in the past spiritual law that a certain amount of maturity is required and still is to be able to use some of these psychic abilities. If you have the ability to transform in any given moment, then you have to be aware of that choice and how the ripple effect and what it occurs and how it affects. You have to be aware. You have to have that wisdom. You have to have that knowing. You have to understand what that would do, not just to yourself, but then to those around you. If you could teleport, you have to be aware how that would affect those that observed that. If you could be telepathic, you have to be aware of your thoughts so strongly because you are talking all the time and people are receiving it without a word, because they're receiving it into their minds. And any person that has that psychic ability can at any point receive information from those people around them, and they have to be able to be mindful of that information they receive and how they handle it. So you can see that there is a certain amount of wisdom and knowledge that is required, and dare I say maturity, even though maturity does not necessarily mean a number. It means the maturity of the energy centers to be able to deal with the choices you're making. To have the physical, emotional, mental, spiritual, and energetics balanced and able to cope with the choices you're making. This is interesting. For it is intuition, it is inner knowing. There is also the understanding of how, with Archangel Raphael, how you heal in an instant. Who said it took so many years or so many months or so many days for something to heal. It can be instantaneous. If everyone was doing that, we wouldn't need the medical system we have. It would change. If everyone understood the power they have as an individual and as a collective, wow, to heal is phenomenal in an instant. To transform their body in an instant to the most healthiest it's ever been, the most vibrant it's ever been. To instantaneously have the money you need to do whatever you need to do. Because it just comes to you. Wow. Archangel Gabriel is coming in for creativity. To just be creative. But to be mindful of what you are creating. To be mindful of your thoughts. To be mindful of the ripple effect you are in being all that you can be and what defines you. For what defines you is a choice, and the choice you make has consequences, repercussions, ripple effects. Always the highest for the highest good and intent, with ease and grace, is a lighter way to be. Anything else dissolves. In this moment, if there is anything physically, emotionally, mentally, spiritually, energetically that defines you, that is not healthy for you, that is not serving you for the highest good and intent, allow it to dissolve right now. Ganesh, the remover of all obstacles, is assisting. So are the archangels, to lift and shift it. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Om Gam Ganapate Namaha. Om Gam Ganapate Namaha. Lifting it, 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 and dissolving. Shifting. Limitless. And it feels good. Be aware. Be aware. Be aware. As you come back to this moment in time, moving your fingers and toes with awareness, smile on your face. Ready to go on with the rest of your day. Ah, blessings be. And you may choose to journal about this and help to become even more limitless. Blessings be for now. Sharon MCL, signing off for this moment in time.